November 15th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for Hyatt, for his highest. What is that to thee? Lord, what shall this man do? What is that to thee? Follow thou me. John 21, 21 and 22. One of our severest lessons comes from the stubborn refusal to see that we must not interfere in other people's lives, and we should not allow other people's lives to interfere in ours. It takes a long time to realize the danger of being on an amateur providence, that is, interfering with God's order for others. You see a certain person suffering, and you say, he shall not suffer, and I will see that he does not. You put your hand straight in front of God's permissive will to prevent it, and God says, what is that to thee? If there is stagnation spiritually, never allow it to go on, but get into God's presence and find out the reason for it. Possibly you will find it is because you have been interfering in the life of another, proposing things you had no right to propose, advising when you had no right to advise. When you do have to give advice to another, God will advise through you with a direct understanding of his spirit. Your part is to be so rightly related to God that his discernment comes through you all the time for the blessing of another soul. Most of us live on the borders of consciousness, consciously serving, consciously devoted to God. All this is immature. It is not the real life yet. The mature stage is the life of a child which is never conscious. We become so abandoned to God that the consciousness of being used never enters in. When we are consciously being used as broken bread and poured out wine, there is another stage to be reached, where all consciousness of ourselves and of what God is doing through us is eliminated. A saint is never consciously a saint. A saint is consciously dependent on God. That's the end of Oswald's text. How true it is that most of us pursue God avidly in a very conscious and purposed way. Unfortunately, in so doing, we are limiting God by our preconceived notions of what we believe him to be and believe him to want us to be doing. This is truly immature. If you look at your relationship with your spouse or your most significant other, you will realize that a lot of your actions and attitudes toward that individual are way below the conscious level. You just do them as a matter of course, as a matter of affection, as a matter of kindness to them in ways that you don't even think about. But with God, we tend to put him always in this conscious mode of, I am doing this and that for God. If we approached our most significant other with that same attitude and that same way of doing things, our relationships would deteriorate and end up broken. God wants a complete relationship where we are so fully in love with him, energized by him, and delighted to be in his presence that we don't even think about the things that we're doing for him. They're a byproduct of our affection, our love, and our passion for him.